Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to, both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
That's right. It's time for Florida Man on the Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio and X on Twitter to stay connected to her. Radio Craig C, if you want to be one of like 300 people that follow me. A little bit less of a social media presence than she has. But I do like the fact that people follow me after I pop in on this show. Anyway, two quick Florida stories that I thought were real interesting. First, a Florida man was caught on bigamy charges because he was married to three different women in different counties. Henry Betsy Jr. is the guy's name. Apparently, like, no regard for his own personal day-to-day safety, because having three wives in three different counties had to be a trouble, had to be a problem, like a challenging thing, and he didn't seem to care at all about that. It's also illegal, so that part's not so great. ABC Action News, I imagine they're on your side, were the first to report about this. Michelle, Brandy, and Tanya discovered that they were all married to the same dude. And obviously this demonstrates some flaws with the marriage licensing system in Florida. But I can never understand this. As a guy who's happily married to one woman, I couldn't envision giving another person the authority to think that they were married to me. You know, much less anything that would come with any sort of mistress situation. But this guy had three fully vested wives in his life. All thought they were sharing his life with him. Darn it, a whole lot of this is just sad. I feel bad for the women. I want to make sure I say that up front. But honestly, the challenge of living that life, and he's been doing that since 2020, and it took 5 years for three women to catch him? Like, that sounds insane. This guy probably is uniquely good at figuring out how to compartmentalize and deal with things. Because I think my wife would figure out if I had, say, a pet she didn't know about, much less a human being in my life that she was unaware of. And actually, I love that. My wife has joked with me for years that if I were to cheat on her, she'd know like a sixth sense. Like something would go off in her brain, be like, Craig is cheating on me now. And then she would immediately find me and it would be over. That is the threat I get that I somewhat believe. And I think a lot of women might have that sixth sense as well. So it's just crazy to think that this guy successfully kept three marriages going for as long as he did. Honestly, some sort of gold medal deserves to be considered. Again, with the judgment and the understanding that he's a horrible person who doesn't care about the emotions of people in his life. But there's some level of awe that I have for that story. All right, another one out there, probably too much awe. I'm probably in trouble already for this. A litter bug in Tallahassee was arrested, accused of shamelessly illegally dumping just ridiculous amounts of trash. What I think is interesting about stories like this, first and foremost, is it makes me mad if you're driving and someone just like chucks something out a window. And it's a little bit of trash, but if you watch somebody just blatantly disregard the society we live in and the people around them and just like chuck their, you know, Burger King or something immediately out the window. No fault of Burger King, by the way. I don't think they're a sponsor of the show, but it's not their problem if someone is littering with their stuff. Nonetheless, what I think is so amazing about this is this guy went way above and beyond that. Just absolutely dumping stuff, mostly in Georgia. So the Florida man decided to go to a different place and drop all of his trash, just dump it on the side of the road, dump it in all kinds of places it shouldn't be, and eventually you're arrested for that. July 12, 2025, he was hired to remove junk from a home in Thomas County in Florida. Instead of disposing of the debris, he took a shortcut, illegally dumping the garbage along Walden Road on his way back to Florida. So the dude just threw everything out of the car window, and there was just tons and tons of trash all the way down the street. And I don't know why he thought this would be fine. And again, this is the kind of thing that would sort of make me want to ram a car in front of me if I saw them doing it. I wouldn't actually do it. I just want to make sure that's out there too, so no one calls the authorities and tries to get me in trouble for, you know, doing a pit maneuver on a vehicle that's just dumping trash. But I would be tempted because, again, one little piece of trash makes me mad. I can't imagine this version. But it does also seem like a uniquely Florida man solution to a problem. The guy agrees to pick up all the trash, drives to Georgia to do it. He's got all the trash in his vehicle, and he's like, man, what do I do now? I had no plan after this point. I just wanted to take the money, and I was going to take the garbage. And now all of a sudden, I don't know, you know, the end of this path. So let me just go ahead and throw everything out of the car slowly, and that'll be fine. This will be great. All right, we'll take a break. A lot coming up in a little bit. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
Florida-based company Kel-Tec. The company Kel-Tec, they have a they've come out with a couple of new firearms in the past year. And over at Kel-Tec, the PR-57 is one of them. It's a rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. It's 40% lighter than other 5.7s that are in existence. And the rotary barrel helps that contributes to the lightness of the pistol. The unique top-loading design also is one of the explanations for why it's slimmer. That replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips. So you get that slimmer carry profile, but also a 20+1 capacity. Very easy field strip. It low recoil for ease of use and accuracy as well. And MSRP of only $399. You can check it out at KeltecWeapons.com and see the other stuff that they have over there made in the USA. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
All right. I want to shift gears to something else. I think this is interesting. Fighting climate change is just as dangerous as Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. This is according to an actual military individual who said this into a microphone, and this is insane. This is beyond stupid and 100% pushed by politics and politicians and not reality. And honestly, I'm such a defender of so many of our military that it's so hard when you hear someone with you know, a connection or literal time served in our military, this person, Lieutenant Colonel William Atkins, saying something this ridiculous that would make most military people mad if they heard it. But I want to play this because Tom Elliott of Grabian put it out on social media, and it's absolutely the kind of thing you should be paying attention to. This was said into a microphone on C-SPAN earlier today, and it's just ridiculous.
And most of my military service was conducting humanitarian aid missions following natural disasters that were made worse by climate change. So imagine, if you will, having to carry 100,000 body bags in your aircraft due to flooding and mudslides around the globe, as I had to. Imagine losing dear friends when their aircraft crashed while fighting wildfires in California and another one in Australia, as I have. Imagine retiring from the military after 22 years, thinking that you're safe and moving home to Tampa, Florida, and immediately being hit with back-to-back hurricanes. Record storm surge.
I hear. I'll stop it here. I think you get the point. And I wanted to be respectful since he's a military guy, and I tremendously respect our military. But what's sad is that he's been given a bad guy. I think that very often military have an understanding that there's a good guy and a bad guy. And for whatever reason, climate change has been the bad guy that Lieutenant Colonel William Atkins has been convinced exists. To a degree that I'm not saying it doesn't, but it doesn't create all the weather events that they claim it does. But so now he wants to fight climate change because he's seen horrible things. And I feel tremendously bad for any first responders who show up after horrific things happen in our society. But it's ridiculous to say that fighting climate change is as dangerous as fighting Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, anyone else. And it demonstrates a lack of experience in that world. From him saying that his military career was by and large him doing this for the Air Force, responding to climate and weather events. Yes, it's tragic. Yes, there's a horrific, loss of life that occurs in these situations. But it's uniquely different. When I talk to men and women who served our country fighting in active war, people that I know that have fought in everything from Vietnam to more recent conflicts, and telling you what it's like to lose someone, a friend, in that way. And how, difficult it is to move on and keep fighting the actual enemy, the enemy you can see, the tangible enemy you can touch. And then by and large, and I know this is true of a lot of military people, I guess maybe not true of this lieutenant colonel who's sounding more and more like a politician than a member of our military, which I think is what he is, but essentially saying that the government is not the solution to those problems. Yes, they are the military men and women who fight and protect our freedom, a solution to all kinds of problems. But the overarching government above us isn't going to do the good work we want them to do if we ask them to. And so believing that the fix to climate change is government is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard anyone say because they're willfully ignoring every version of how that winds up not being true. But this guy is going to go viral. He's going to be put all over the place by liberal media as a military man saying that, climate change is as bad as Al-Qaeda. And I assume that most military who hear it are going to scoff and laugh and be somewhat upset or mad listening to this individual say this stuff and also say to themselves something that me, as someone who never served our country, feels awful saying. But it sounds like his unique military experience is jading his position more than it deserves to be. If he had fought in the conflicts that his fellow servicemen and women have fought in, that he's comparing them to, I doubt very much he'd compare anything to those kind of fights because truthfully, there's nothing like it. Fighting global warming, climate change, any of that stuff, not even remotely close, I imagine, to this fight. And I don't know for sure. I just know from what I've been told by men and women who fight, the real fight, how horrific that is. So again, no matter what you think of him saying his bad experience and body bags and all the things he's dealt with, it's just utterly different to be responding to a natural tragedy where there seems like there was no way to prevent it. And absolutely, the government has no interest in actually doing that. They just want more of your money to embezzle and steal for other stuff than a fight where you're fighting against a real enemy who's firing bullets in your direction and who's taken the life of your friend. It's surreal to hear anyone with a military connection say that. So it actually makes me mad enough that I'm also going to take a break. And I have no connection to it, like friends and family that I know that have served, and also a lot of the people I've talked to over the years being in the role in media that I've been in. And I imagine it's making a lot of people mad, but it's something the left will prop up.
Our friends over at All Family Pharmacy, they have everything that, okay, so you know what I'm actually getting ready to look at? Because I get my emergency kits. I'm going to do this right now. I get my emergency kit. I got two there and I've gotten antibiotics there. And what else have I gotten? All kinds of stuff there. I mean, I don't want to sound like a drug den, but I get a lot of really good essentials at All Family Pharmacy. They have everything from NAD Plus. They have methylene blue. They've got, antibiotics, over 200 antibiotics. And the best thing about it is that everything is made here in the US of A, right? Everything is in the US of A. All their precursors, everything, 100% domestically sourced materials for all of their medications. And you can get everything in like 2 to 4 days. If you need it overnighted, you need it in a pinch, they can overnight it to you as well. And so this is what I really like about them. You can go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana10. And that will get you 10% off of your entire order. And you can check out their full list. Like I said, they have absolutely, you know, everything. I'm looking right now at their stuff for motion sickness because I'm going to have to get to go on this MRC cruise in Norway. I'm going to have to get, because I get motion sickness, just to have it. And so I'm going to get it at All Family Pharmacy. So I don't have to go in. You get your doctor's prescriptions. You get everything that you need. AllFamilyPharmacy.com/Dana. Use code Dana10. I'm going to use my own code and get 10% off of your order and check out their full list as well.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right. Sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
That's right. This is the Dana Show. It's time for the Quick Five. My name is Craig Collins filling in. Dana is back tomorrow. D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X, on Twitter, to stay connected to all things going on for her. Great social media pages. All run by producer Steven and others. And Dana, of course, herself puts a lot of that out there, too. Just really great stuff. Follow them on any form of social media. Let's do some things here. First, Apple. I love this. They met with the president. They announced they're going to create a bunch of stuff here in the United States. Billions of dollars, that's with a B, as Trump actually said while announcing it, will be invested. And all of a sudden, they're up. Apple has its best week since July of 2020 after their visit to the White House. Things are going well in the world of Apple. This is good news for them. Not that I think that they needed it. I loved when President Trump, by the way, ripped on Tim Cook. I don't know if a lot of people heard that at the end of what he was saying about him. Tim Cook is not necessarily athletic. Excuse me. Apparently, I can't really speak. But that was pretty funny when that happened. So if you didn't hear that, that is something that you probably want to hear. You know what? I'll play it. I'll go ahead and play that because I like that so much. Here we go.
Ukraine, getting it settled, getting it ended, should have never started, would have never started. If I were president, it would have never started. I want to thank Tim Cook. He's a great, great man, a visionary, a businessman, just about every quality he can have other than athleticism. I don't know. I'm looking at him. I'm not 100% sure about you. You're a good athlete. I'll bet you're pretty good. I think he's good at everything, but I want to.
That was hilarious. But again, that was Trump ripping on Tim Cook. But apparently Apple doing quite well. And maybe Tim's hitting the gym. I don't know. Other quick five things out there. Smartphones are ruining our brains. There is an effective study demonstrating how bad this is, especially for young people. So they looked at different qualities of people from 2014 to now. So already a world where social media and a lot of things were already ubiquitous, but maybe not necessarily the situation where, say, every single human being was glued to the phone the way they are now. Conscientiousness, neuroticism, agreeableness, and extroversion were four different traits that were studied. Conscientiousness is the most important one, they say, to just being a quality human, being someone who cares about, say, your work, all kinds of things. 16 to 39-year-olds in the tank. Used to be about 50% of people who ranked well in that regard. Now it's only about 30%. 60-plus stayed relatively the same. 40 to 59 went down about 10 points from 50 to 40, but 16 to 39 in the trash. Neuroticism, they skyrocketed upward. Again, people about 60 years old or so stayed relatively flat. People that were 40 to 59 went up a little bit, but people that are 16 to 39 skyrocketed from about 60% to 75% of that group. Again, agreeableness way down in the tank. Extroversion way in the tank. All these things, not surprising. Fairly typical of a world where you're addicted to your phone. But the data says how bad this is. No one seems to care. I guess the good news here, by the way, is one other quick five story. 14% of kids are happy to go back to school. 16% are very sad. But 14% say that it's awesome. They're very excited. They look forward to it. A whole lot of people in the middle on this study. 23% said they have no answer to the question, which is never good. I don't think that that's good. I think you need to at least answer. Tell me yes, tell me no. Maybe that's the first thing we do to get back some of the mental capability of kids, is you just make them say yes or no to one of the questions. They can't say, I don't know. You got to at least give me opinion. Everybody else has one. Let's make the kids have one sooner. No, I don't know. That actually sounds terrible too. But anyway, 1,000 adults were asked that question about their children, and a whole lot said that their kids are very excited to go back to school. The one flaw in this study is they asked the parents, because some of those parents might have lied. Some of them might think that somehow it's a reflection on them if the kid doesn't want to go to school. So then they say, he's great. I just find it funny. And I love that a lot of people are upset about this. President Trump did move a portrait of Barack Obama into a, quote, hidden stairwell. Not that it's actually hidden, but it's not something that you're going to see easily on a tour of the White House now. He didn't just move Obama, by the way. He moved a lot of other presidents, too. Both Bushes had their portraits moved. And I love the fact that mainstream media is obsessed about this, because almost no one gives even a little bit of a crap. They don't care. They're not going to experience this. They're not going to notice it. I doubt many people who take a tour of the White House say to themselves walking into the door, can't wait to see that Obama portrait. Can't wait to see that, especially now. While Trump is in office, I imagine the people who gravitate towards seeing the White House either don't have much of a political opinion on either side or are very happy with the current person in charge. Those are the two reasons that you'd choose to visit now. I don't think a whole lot of people who are going that actually would get access to that place are people who overwhelmingly hate the current president, because I wouldn't want them in that building. But nonetheless, what I think is most important about it is how this is a non-story that's been turned into a media story. Because people want to shape something about Trump and Obama as a negative. Although, to be honest, after the latest information that came out about how influential Barack Obama specifically was in the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, I imagine things are not great between the former president and the current one. No matter how much video from months ago seemed to demonstrate that they could be on friendly terms sitting and talking to each other, because honestly, at some point, you would hope that people like Obama or Clinton are thrown in jail for the things that they've done to try to circumvent the authority of the president and the will of the people. When the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, or now, and actually, you know what? Here, I'll touch on this real quick. And I don't mean to rant. I'm thrilled to be on the Dana Show. I love filling in for her. And occasionally, the temptation is there to just dive deeper into a topic that I have a lot of opinions on. Because darn it, this platform's so large, I get a shot at this. I do believe that there are two things that are not mutually exclusive, that can both be true about the Epstein stuff. I believe the Democrats had so much time and power with the Epstein story, and they could have done anything they wanted with it. They could have released all the information that you couldn't possibly have any more dirt on Trump that's hidden because Democrats would have put it out there. A lot of people believe that. That's a very common belief, I think, within conservative media. I also believe that they could have manipulated whatever they left to exist to essentially try to make it look worse for Trump and conservatives than it actually was. That's a little less common of a belief, but I think a lot of people agree that there's a possibility of that. The other thing that I think is true, though, and this is where I land, I think, in the minority of people on this topic, is that it might just all be a giant hoax. That the remnants of the Epstein story, the you know surrounding details, not the actual core of that information, that you have a horrible pedophile that must have operated a ring of other individuals to do horrible stuff. That part is unique to this story. But the idea that the Democrats are now using it as the most valuable shot that they take at Trump to try to undercut his power and authority, it sounds very similar to Russia. It sounds very similar to all these other hoaxes that they use to try to prevent the president in his first year in office and having the type of influence and popularity that he should have. And so it seems like Democrats are leaning into this. Their plan with Trump all along has always been to undercut his value, to attack him, to convince people that he's bad somehow so that his influence is weakened once he actually wins the office, that they do everything they can to prevent him from winning. So I can believe that I think there might be more information I want about the Epstein story, while also believing that by and large, what you have currently is more Russia hoax than the reality of the story that existed a few years ago when Democrats had every ability to put whatever they wanted out in the public space and chose not to do it and now pretend as though they never had that authority to begin with. It's also very similar to how Harris tried to run her presidential campaign, pretending that she wasn't the current vice president in charge of things with Biden's brain being broken as she said what she would do if she won the office of president, which made no sense. But it's the same thing. Democrats ignore the moments when they're in power because the things that they actually want to see happen, they don't create those things. They don't make those things happen. They just want the controversy without the results, and they seem to be doing that now.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabae, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabae sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.